And on this Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
How's your summer going, Cindy?
Fast, don't you think? I can't believe it's August already.
Everyone says that, how fast it's going.
The one thing I'm not really wild about is all this heat and humidity, but I'm telling you, it is going to be a beautiful week this week. Today is just gorgeous out there, isn't it?
It is. My type of temperature.
Me too. I don't really like it super hot, and I don't like it super cold.
Right.
And if only we could keep this year round, you know?
Yep.
If only.
That's right. I'd go for it.
Me too.
All right. What's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy?
Well, I'm super excited. Tomorrow, the Science Museum is going to be here at the Appleton Public Library.
Wow.
And I know, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. Our children's librarian wrote a grant to be able to pay for a good chunk of them coming here, and then we were able to kind of match some of it. And they have all sorts of fun and exciting things for children and families to do. I'm telling you, they are making frog fingers, wind tubes, stomp rockets, tops, magnetic magic, spinners, and there's lots of pre-K activities too. So kind of something for all ages of kids. I mean, it's just super fun. So you just go from like station to station to station, and this is tomorrow, which is Wednesday, at 3:30 p.m. is when it's going to start here at the Appleton Public Library. I mean, go figure how exciting that is.
It is. That's cool.
Yeah. It's the theme is Celebrate Forces in Motion. So yeah, it's super exciting. They load everything up in their vehicles, they bring all the supplies, materials, and we just set the tables up, and of course, hopefully we have a really good turnout with lots of kiddos coming on down to the Appleton Library at 3:30 on the 7th of August. So that's our super fun thing for this week.
That's some big news there, Cindy.
It is! It's super great big news! I totally agree. Yeah. And then, of course, next week is our anniversary week. I mean, I still can't believe we've been in this wonderful place for 1 year already.
Wow.
So we're celebrating all week long next week. In fact, we have Makerspace Monday for adults. And so you can stop on down and or call us and register to make some fabulous choice of projects. Anyway, and then on Tuesday, the plan is we have, I'm trying to even think about what we have. On Tuesday, we have all sorts of things. Just every single day, we have another activity planned here at the Appleton Library. We've got a magic show. We've got teen challenges. We have a take and bake day on Wednesday for all ages. We've got a library read-in on Thursday. We've got a movie day checkout where you get free popcorn to go. It's just something exciting. And, of course, also the exciting thing is it is the Swift County Fair next week.
Yippee!
I know. Lots of fun and exciting things, not only here at the Appleton Public Library, but also at the Swift County Fair. So lots of things to take in here, and we just keep coming up with more ideas. What can I say,
huh? Yeah, Appleton Public Library is a great place to be, especially tomorrow.
Yes.
We want to push that hard. You know, Grandma and Grandpa, if you're listening, you got grandchildren, take them to the Appleton Public Library tomorrow. It'd be great. 3:30.
Yes, 3:30. It is. It's a wonderful opportunity to have a program of that level. You know, here in Appleton, I just can't believe how excited I am, and hopefully we get a great turnout for it too. So
good.
Yeah.
All right. So what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, I thought I'd talk about some things that some of the books that have been on the New York Times bestseller list for a long time. One of them is 25 Weeks, The Women by Kristen Hanna. In 1965, a nursing student follows her brother to serve during the Vietnam War and returns to a divided America. This book has been flying off the shelf here. we have a lot of copies of this book in our library system, and there's still a wait list for it because it is just a really good book. Another one that, two other books that have been on the bestseller list in fiction, one for 64 weeks and the other for 38, are fantasy books. So that's kind of exciting to see. The Fourth Wing by Rebecca Yarros and Iron Flame by Rebecca Yarros. So it's the same author, and it's just kind of exciting to see that fantasy books are not just for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited about that. Also in nonfiction, a book that's been on for 75 weeks is Hillbilly Elegy by J.D. Vance. The Yale Law School graduate, of course, and the 2024 Republican vice presidential nominee looks at the struggles of the white working class through the story of his own childhood. So kind of interesting that has been on for 75 weeks. And 70 weeks is Outlived by Peter Attila and Bill Gifford. It's a look at recent scientific research on aging and longevity, because people are living longer. How many people do you know that are 100 in their 90s?
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that wasn't even heard of back in the day, and now it is. So lots of exciting things that are on the bestseller list, and maybe if there's something you're interested in, stop on down. We would love to help you pick your next read, because, of course, you know, we're all readers, because that's why we work here.
That's why you work there. That's right.
Yeah.
All right. I can't believe it's been 1 year that you've moved into the new place. That went fast.
I know, I can't either, but yet I can. I mean, I keep thinking every day that's been leading up to it. We started the move on July 31st, and then we reopened our doors on the 14th. So, you know, technically we still have a few more days before it's one total year, but still, it's been just a year of excitement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I come to work excited every day to see what new things that we can do here for everyone.
Right.
You know?
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we talk about the Science Museum one more time and let people know when it is again.
Well, the Science Museum is going to be here at the Appleton Public Library on Wednesday the 7th at 3:30 p.m. And the theme is Celebrate Forces and Motion. And they're going to be having stations on making frog flingers. Flingers, wind tubes, stomp rockets, tops, magnetic magic, spinners, and lots of pre-K activities as well. So something for all ages.
Okay.
Just come on down and enjoy this wonderful opportunity here at the Appleton Public Library.
All right. Now, where is the library located at, Cindy?
Well, we are located at 50 East Rooney, and you can stop down and visit us on Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. Our phone number is 320-289-1681. You can friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Public Library. And, of course, we always have a website, too, Appleton Public Library. Just Google us online, and you'll be able to find us with also our listing of activities and everything. So, yeah, we just always have something going on, and it's a cool place, especially if it's warm or if you just are looking for a place to walk, because our gym is open Monday through Friday from 10 to 3 for walks. So keep that in mind as well.
All right, real good, Cindy. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next time. Have fun tomorrow.
Yeah, well, thank you. You have a great week, too, Paul.
Right. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library.